Article audio is made possible by Cast 11 Prescott Podcast Network, a Talking Glass Media production. The Bradshaw Mountain High School baseball team got a good start from sophomore TJ Drape and senior pitcher Shane Livesay held Seton Catholic Prep scoreless in the late innings as the Bears beat the Sentinels on the road in the first round of the 4A playoffs on Saturday afternoon, 4-2. Drape, in his first year pitching on the varsity team, gave the Bears 5.1 innings in the win-or-go-home matchup, allowing only 2 unearned runs on 6 hits while walking 4 and striking out 2. The 2 runs for Seton Catholic Prep came on a sacrifice fly and an RBI single in the second inning, giving the Sentinels a 2-0 lead. Drape allowed 3 hits and 3 walks in the remainder of his outing but held Seton Catholic Prep scoreless, allowing the Bears to tie the game and take the lead with 2 runs in the third inning and 1 run in the fourth inning. Bradshaw Mountain's offense was aided by sloppy defense from the Sentinels as the 3 runs scored on an error, a wild pitch and a bases-loaded walk after another error. Drape said he trusted his mechanics, adjusted when needed and stuck with things that worked. "Just really trying to give it my all, no matter what," Drape said. "Just going out there, doing the best that I can do, working ahead in the count, trying to throw my best stuff." Bradshaw Mountain head coach Brian Bundrick said Drape kept the Bears in the game, a tough task for a sophomore. "He didn't have his best stuff today, and what's most important to me, more important than having your best stuff, was just the fact that he came out here for a sophomore and just battled all he had," Bundrick said. "He's one of the smartest kids on our team even though he's young. He's got high baseball IQ and worldwide IQ for that matter." At 93 pitches, Drape handed the ball to Livesay with the tying run at third base and the go-ahead run at second base with one out in the sixth inning. The senior, who mostly pitched in lower leverage spots last year before becoming a starter this season, rolled 2 ground balls to preserve the 1-run lead. After Bradshaw Mountain added an insurance run in the top of the seventh inning on an RBI groundout by senior Nate Reynolds, Seton Catholic Prep threatened again in the bottom of the seventh inning as the Sentinels with 2 hits and a hit by pitch loaded the bases with 2 outs. Livesay with the winning run on first base struck out the Seton Catholic Prep hitter to send the Bears to the next round of the playoffs. "He's, Livesay, done a fantastic job. He's such a warrior. He's one of the toughest kids, nicest kids, great parents," Bundrick said. "All you do is root for him, and it was good to see him go out there and compete and get a win." After dealing with injuries all season, Bundrick said it is amazing the team is in round 2 of the playoffs for a second consecutive year. "It's been a battle all year shuffling guys around," Bundrick said. "It's no longer an excuse at this point, now it's just got to go play, and they've done a good job of that. Super proud of these kids, and hopefully we can play one more day and one more day." Bradshaw Mountain moves on to face number 1 seed Saguaro, which beat the Bears in late February 10-0. "It never goes well when you play Saguaro," Bundrick said. "They have the best pitching staff probably in the entire state, and I would put them up against most teams in the nation. To have 3 guys that come out and burn it past you at 90 miles per hour with quality guys behind, that is almost impossible." Bundrick predicts the Bears will face senior lefty Cam Caminiti, who pitched to a 0.91 ERA this season and struck out 91 batters in 38.2 innings pitched. "There's no real coaching, you just got to tell your kid to get their foot down and try to barrel up, and you hope that the balls that you barrel hit gaps, and you hope that when they hit it to you," Bundrick said. "We're going to go fight them, and we're going to go fight them with everything we got, and it's going to be an uphill battle, but these kids are ready to fight and we're going to do it." The round 2 matchup between the Bears and the Saguaro Sabercats takes place Monday at 6:30 p.m. in Scottsdale. To listen to the entire game recap, including interviews with the coach and players, tune in to Talkin' Central Arizona Sports with Torrance Dunham on Cast 11. Read more stories in sports on SignalsAZ.com. Subscribe and be the first to know.